FM, also live on myjoyonline.com, live in all 16 regions, Kekeli Radio in Ho, KTU Radio in Koforidua, Ganga FM in Jirapa, live in all 16 regions, also on X Spaces and Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrol Soul Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. This afternoon, KNUST forensic pathologist raises alarm over severe health risks, warning that new research on heavy metal contamination in river bodies puts infants at high risk of irreversible health conditions.
Very soon, you will see human beings walking, but the person is not as is not a whole human being because the brain might have been affected. The kidneys are affected. If you are a man, your sperms would have been affected.
But as the calls intensify for a temporal ban on small-scale mining, the Minerals Commission insists doing so will be unfair to others undertaking legitimate mining.
For the Tinga guy, there's several thousands in Dakupe and Takwa. When you say, everybody, put your tools down, they will have a problem with you because they are not responsible for the kind of mess you and I agree is annoying everyone.
But let me ask, do you trust the water from your tap? Our latest hotline documentary, Drinking with Suspicion, investigates why more people are turning to sachet and bottled water.
What is so difficult this time that you cannot set up a committee and ask us to bring our complaint? Not rocket science. It has been done before. What do you have to hide, Electoral Commission? Let's audit the register.
An NDC flag bearer intensifies calls for a forensic audit of the Electoral Commission ahead of the party's Enough is Enough protest set to take place in all 16 regions.
Well, you should expect nothing short of a historic protest from Ghanaians who are tired of the manipulation of the electoral register by the Jimenez-led Electoral Commission.
We have details as the National Peace Council engages with the Inspector General of Police and Judicial Service fights claims Chief Justice is refusing to get the Supreme Court to decide cases filed against the anti-LGBTQ bill, insisting the parties to the case have failed to file processes.
There is no matter before the Supreme Court that is more important than a determination on this matter, which stays the hands of both the legislature and the executive.
And so it's unfortunate that going 8 weeks plus, there is no feedback.
And their sports.
Member of Parliament for North Tong, Samuel Okudjetua Blackwa, accuses government of nepotism for allegedly spending 85 million Ghana cedis on stadium maintenance with little to show.
And that's and more here on the Midday News. I am Emefa Apau. Please do stay on for details. Many thanks for your company. This is your home of independent, fearless and credible journalism. We start off with hashtag no to Galamsey. Persons living around illegal mining sites are at greater risk of developing irreversible health conditions, including a damaged reproductive system. That's the conclusion of a forensic pathologist, Professor Paul Sampini Osei, following studies conducted in five regions. He's further warning that newborn babies may not function properly due to the exposure of their mothers to chemicals used in the mining of gold. Some professional organizations are urging President Akufo-Addo to immediately ban small-scale mining due to the extensive environmental destruction caused by illegal mining operations. Professor Sampini Osei tells Joy News the danger far outweighs the benefits.
But irreversible damages, irreversible issues to the body. And these things, when they go in, they can pass on to others, especially if you inhale air that is polluted with all these heavy metals. In fact, what is going to happen is that mothers are going to continually be giving birth to these children with all manner of deformities. And so these children, even though some of them may exist, or some of them may, for some reason, have the opportunity to live, but what sort of life are they living? They will live in lives that are very uncomfortable, life that is not actually meant to be lived. Very soon, you will see human beings walking, but the person is not as is not a whole human being, but rather partial human being, that is half a human being, because the brain might have been affected, the kidneys are affected, the liver is affected, well, the brain is, like I said, is affected, the liver affected, the kidneys are affected, and in fact, all other reproductive organs, especially if you are a man, your sperms would have been affected because these heavy metals find their way also into the very thing that causes us to even continue to reproduce.
But how seriously are we taking these findings? Professor Sampini Osei says he's yet to be contacted by the health ministry.
Not at all, not at all, not at all. At a point, they were castigating me for the work that I was doing. I mean, some quarters, they were saying that what I was doing was more or less like photoshopping or sort of. So they were not into any the least enthused about what I was doing. So the ministry has not actually contacted me. Neither even the GMA didn't contact me. They were not so much enthused about what I was doing until the issue came at, to look at them in the sense that when you go at the of our health facilities, you realize that the issues of kidney diseases, liver diseases, GIT diseases are now on the increase. And so therefore they have come to realize that what I was saying was not just a fluke, but something that was getting to an alarming proportion. And I believe that now they have understood and probably maybe in the near future will contact me.
But as the call for a ban on small-scale mining grows, the government agency responsible for the issuance of licenses for mining, that's the Minerals Commission, says a ban may be unfair to those undertaking legitimate mining. We can hear from Martin Aisi, the chief executive of the commission.
We are seeing Pra, Tano, and Cobra, Brim and Co. looking like Milo. What is responsible for that? People mount platforms, various devices in the water proper, so-called, and then try to dredge, whatever language you want to use, you know, scoop and do that kind of thing. That's one. These are people who don't have licenses. The Minister of Minerals Commission will not recommend the grant of a license to somebody to enter the water body, mount a platform or whatever device and do that kind of activity. So that is illegal. Mm. That is one of the causes. It has nothing to do with the guy in Dakupe or Tinga who has sunk a shaft and is going down, bring the whole body up and process it on site. And it's properly regulated. Mm. So for the Tinga guy, the several thousands in Dakupe and Takwa, when you say, everybody put your tools down, they will have a problem with you because they are not responsible for the kind of mess you and I agree is annoying everyone.
Well, there was a deployment announced to tackle the illegal mining. What has become of that particular deployment announced by the Lands and Natural Resources Minister, Samuel Abujinapo? My colleague Elton Brobe, joining his editor, joins me in studio with more on what we're learning. Elton, walk us through what we know.
So what we do know is that over the weekend, they had a lot of meetings, and now the green light has been provided for the regional ministers to now engage the police first. And then if it becomes difficult for them to do what has been expected of them, they'll have to be in the military. So starting today, we have been told that the deployment will start in the mining areas. There's also the deployment of river guards. These are specialized, you know, individuals trained by the Ghana Navy, and they'll be using arms to patrol the various rivers that we have in the country. The forest guards has also been tasked to also monitor the forest reserve to ensure that nobody has access to the forest reserve to mine gold or any other mineral. So we have the river guards, the forest guards, and of course, the regional minister starts to now deploy the police to undertake sweeps in the mining areas. Now, all of this will be coordinated by a five-member committee led by the National Security Minister. The other members are the Lands Minister, Samapujinapo, the Minister for Defense, Dominic Nitiwu, Minister for Employment, and the Minister for Information. The government expects that by the end of this week, they will have a fair idea what they will be dealing with.
Okay, thank you very much. That's Elton Brobe. And of course, there will be more on The Pulse with Elton Brobe on the Join News channel at 3 p.m. Well, the NPP's presidential running mate, Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh, says government is against irresponsible mining. He's been addressing the Methodist Men's Fellowship in Kumasi.
Nobody must be allowed to mine irresponsibly and illegally. Statement number one. Two, no matter what, nobody should be permitted to mine in a river body. Three, we are not a lawless country that everybody takes, because of strength, go and cut part of the country and say, I'm prospecting for gold. We should all live within the law in the country. Small-scale mining and responsible mining is good. In fact, the good Lord put gold, more gold on this land than anything else. Why? Because that resource should be used for the development of the country, not for the destruction of the country.
The NPP presidential running mate, Dr. Matthew Pokuprempeh, well related to mining, is definitely water. And as the Galamsey menace continues to ravage the country's rivers and water bodies, concerns have emerged about the quality of water we drink. In our latest hotline documentary titled Drinking with Suspicion, Richard Kodunyako explores a puzzling question. Why do so many trust sachet and bottled water with unknown sources, yet remain skeptical about the water flowing from their taps? Here are excerpts from the documentary.
Amid widespread distrust, one thing remains undeniable. Ghanaians are either drinking water from the Ghana Water Company or relying on sachet water. However, Stanley Mate, communications manager of the Ghana Water Company, insists that those choosing sachet water, despite having tap access, are doing so out of perception, not necessity. According to him, it's less about safety concerns and more about lifestyle shifts.
It's just about perception. And I think, and it's also about standards of living. When people's standard of living improve, okay, then they resort to all manner of expensive adventure or venture.
And today, mining is done right in the rivers. What it means is that we have added several chemicals to the water, which our treatment system does not take care of them. They do nothing to them.
There are districts where people are producing at their backyard and coming, and if they are small scale, they don't even come on the radar, but it poses a risk, because if you had a funeral in the village, whether you are director general of GSA or not, you will buy water and you would assume that this water has been tested and certified and approved for sale by the FDA. Of course, you, at the funeral, you're not going to take your phone and check whether it's on the website and so on and so forth. It's nice to do, but practically how many of us will do that? So to the extent that we do know that there are pockets of products circulating in commerce without the knowledge of state authorities, there's work to do. To the extent that the products even on the market could change in quality, requiring constant surveillance, we have work to do. And for us at the GSA, to the extent that people are using our logo without approval, there's work to do. But when you put all together, the GSA and the FDA has harmonized. We have harmonized, and I've said that, look, we are reducing the cost and the time. So maybe that harmonization should inure to the benefit of those who produce sachet and bottled water and should improve the quality existing. But I will always say that there is still more room for improvement.
People are fast losing faith in the very systems meant to keep them safe.
The full documentary airs later this evening on the Joy News channel and all our social media platforms. We can now hear from President of the Sachet and Packaged Water Producers, Magnus Nunu. He says as members operate under strict guidelines.
Right. Like you said, it's not all. Some of them. I don't know the basis. I also have a data from the World WHO, they did on sachet water in Ghana. It wasn't 100% though, but it's 92%. What the USD did was way back in maybe 2022, right? We are in 2024. Things have improved. Of course, in every society, in every organization, I must admit, there are some miscreants. But in our case, over 99% of our water, I can vouch, are clear. Now, if you don't even need to do much, make sure. Sometimes, when things become difficult, it's one thing you observe, that people just go outside. If you have to dispose of the thing, they try to fix it back where the pores open, and you can have some of these things missing. But then
that's the hashtag no to Galamsey. Let's head off to the election headquarters now.
Election Headquarters is brought to you by Petrosol Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, CIMA, and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, AICPA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness and Beauty, Chopbox Technologies, a convenient service, and Youth Bridge Foundation, bridging the gap for positive youth development.
And this afternoon, NDC flag bearer John Dramani Mahama and the party's former chairman Samuel Ofosu-Ampofo have sharply criticized the Electoral Commission for claiming there were photos of plants and animals representing voters in the 2016 register. As the party gears up for its Enough is Enough protest tomorrow, targeting the Electoral Commission's offices in all 16 regions, Mr. Mahama is insisting on a forensic audit to address what he describes as anomalies affecting the credibility of the voters register, even though the EC says they've rectified them. Maxwell Agbagba has more in the flowing report.
Hundreds of people welcoming the NDC flag bearer John Mahama to the Botswana English Amanfum constituencies. He came with a message. Key amongst them is about the voters register and the NDC's call for an audit.
What is so difficult this time that you cannot set up a committee and ask us to bring our complaint? Why is it so different that this time that you cannot do that? It is not rocket science. It has been done before. What do you have to hide, Electoral Commission? If you have nothing to hide, let's audit the register.
During a press conference on Thursday, a deputy commissioner of the Electoral Commission remarked that the NDC should have called for an audit of the 2016 register, which he noted included photos of plants and animals representing voters. John Mahama had a response to this.
I mean, that is an insult to the people of Ghana. You think you're insulting us, NDC? You're insulting all the people of Ghana because you are in charge of the register. And you, the person who was saying that, you were director of operations. And so if in 2016 there were animals and pets in the register, that's the cause, the reason why we must even scrutinize the register better. So that argument he made is rather giving us cause to want to make sure that we have a good register.
The former NDC chairman Samuel Ofosu-Ampofo emphasized that the party's sole objective is to ensure a peaceful and credible election.
When the NDC raised the issue, the Electoral Commission says that the 2016 register had plants and animals in the register. I was the director of election in 2016. The man who read the press statement by the Electoral Commission, Mr. Tete, was the director of elections. There was no any other time that any evidence of plants and animals were found in the register.
That's Maxwell Agbagba's report, and Maxwell is with the NDC team as they campaign in the Greater Accra region. As and when I'm able to reach Maxwell, we'll bring you more from the latest from this campaign. Meanwhile, leader for Movement for Change, Alan Kujoche-Manteng, is also backing the call for a forensic audit.
The technical integrity and credibility of any election starts with the integrity of the voters' register. And whether it is internal elections in our political parties or it is the general elections, that is where it starts from. In my view, the Electoral Commission is doing a good job. I mean, I have a lot of experience in this regard, so I understand whether they are doing a good job. But I think it is important for the Electoral Commission, for the sake of ensuring the integrity of the elections, to respond to the specific cases that have been identified about irregularities in the voters' register.
That's Alan Kujoche-Manteng with the Alliance for Revolutionary Change. That's speaking on News Desk with my colleague Faustina Safo. But the Electoral Commission is standing its ground not to be cowed into closing its offices tomorrow because of the NDC's protest. Deputy Commissioner in charge of corporate services, Dr. Bosman Asari, told me on the probe last night that the voter roll is robust and credible and that all the anomalies raised by the NDC has been rectified.
Yeah. The exhibition is a self-auditing mechanism to clean the register. And that's what the commission has been insisting that that is what we are doing. And as we speak now, this is something we have been able to do successfully. And we'll be able to produce a register that is so credible, that is so robust for the 2024 general election.
So with that tone, you were not seeking to equalize?
No, we're not seeking. You know, MFA, the EC, we don't exist for ourselves.
Okay.
We exist for the good people of this country. We exist for all the political parties. So the onus is on us to ensure that always the right things are done. Okay. And it's the main reason why we are calling on the NDC that if you want solutions to the problems you have identified in the register, which the EC insists we have corrected, come to the discussion table.
Mm.
So you have evidence of certain things, bring them to us. Because we think that it's in the interest of the MPP to have a credible register. It's in the interest of media actors, the NDs, even all the small parties. And we think that by all of us having the same objective of a credible register, we don't achieve it by demonstrating. Okay. Let's be on the discussion table. The evidence you have, bring it on the table. If you also produce the evidence that all the problems you claim you have identified.
That's Dr. Bosman Nassari. Now, the National Peace Council says it is doing all within its powers to reduce the political tension in the country before, during and after the 2024 polls. And they've been engaging the Inspector General of Police ahead of this demonstration tomorrow. Executive Secretary of the Peace Council, George Amo, indicates that a political party's trust-building forum has been set up.
He has to meet with the IGP and others regarding the current situation we have. We all know NDC wants to go on demonstration tomorrow. We want to see how we can manage that. The council has had several meetings with the Electoral Commission to discuss various issues of concern and sought clarifications on matters that the public had brought to the attention of the Peace Council. The Peace Council has had dialogues with women wings, party communicators, and youth wings of all the political parties in our country. The Peace Council has provided training in alternative dispute resolution for all the political parties to help them resolve their internal matters. The MPC has had a dialogue with the Council of Elders of all the political parties in the country to evaluate the events in the political space to determine what we could do together to minimize the tension and possible violence in accordance with Section 3E. Of the National Peace Council Act 818.
Well, now we can hear from the African Union High Representative on Arms, Dr. Mohammed Ibn Chambers, also charging Ghana security agencies to avoid the use of lethal and live weapons during and after the 2024 polls.
This same level of professionalism is called for during the deployment of police and armed men, armed forces included, during the forthcoming elections. Use of lethal weapons is totally uncalled for. The police and their uniformed personnel must take the primary responsibility, with the armed forces in the background coming in only in rare and exceptional cases.
Dr. Mohammed Ibn Chambers there speaking at the maiden edition of the Diplomatic Honours, taking us on a quick break here on the midday news on Joy 99.7 FM here in Accra, Kumasi on Love 99.5 FM and myjoyonline.com, live in all 16 regions on X Spaces and Facebook, made possible by Petrosol Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. We return from the break. We have sports and judicial service fights claims Chief Justice is refusing to get the Supreme Court to decide cases filed against the anti-LGBTQ bill, insisting the parties to the case have failed to file processes. We have details, but there is more pressure from sponsors of the bills and some proponents urging the apex court to expedite action on the bill.
There is no matter before the Supreme Court that is more important than a determination on this matter, which stays the hands of both the legislature and the executive.
And so it's unfortunate that going 8 weeks plus, there is no feedback.
Budgets are tight and money difficult to come by. You want to be sure you get the best value for your money. These are not times to be spending money fixing expensive engine problems because of cheap fuel and lubricant. Drive to a Petrosol station today and buy your quality fuel and lubricant, and rest assured of fuel that lasts long and lubricants that prevent expensive engine problems. Hear the sound. Petrosol, clean fuel in full quantity.
The luckiest
*712#.
Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah. The luckiest
*712#.
Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah.
Doctors,
nurses,
barbers,
drivers,
bouncers,
friends,
teachers,
bankers.
Go.
The luckiest
*712#.
Luck is everywhere.
unto us.
You could be the luckiest.
And journalists are also included. Yeah. Let's do sports, Mubarak.
Yes, MFA. So, Member of Parliament for North Tongue, Samuel Okudjetua Blackwa, has alleged that the country's deplorable sports infrastructure is not solely due to state neglect, but also a result of nepotism. He claims that over 85 million Ghana cedis has been invested in stadium renovation over the last 5 years, with little to show for the expenditure.
Copious, colossal, staggering amounts of money has been pumped every year into stadium renovation. So far, the documents I have intercepted, over 85 million cedis, 14 July 2023. Esipon, 41.9 million. Only last year, Baba Yara Sports Stadium, another contract of 21.1 million, a company called Kube, another intercepted document, they have paid them 22.4 million. I went for the incorporation documents of this company. And guess what? Two of the companies are owned by the president's relatives, Kelvin Ofuriata, Kube and Sisden. So if you, your family will make money out of our stadiums, at least do the work.
Interesting times ahead, MFA. That's your sport.
Thank you very much, Mubarak. Now, Judicial Service of Ghana is fighting claims Chief Justice Getro Tokono has become the stumbling block in the determination of two cases before the Supreme Court filed against the controversial anti-gay bill. The Supreme Court declined to rule on applications seeking to injunct Parliament from transmitting the bill to the President and promised an expedited hearing of the substantive case. But since July, the cases are yet to be called and hearings are yet to begin. We'll get into a statement from the Judicial Service shortly. But you can hear from lead sponsor of the bill, Sam George.
There is no matter before the Supreme Court that is more important than a determination on this matter, which stays the hands of both the legislature and the executive. There is no case before the Supreme Court of Ghana today that affects both the legislature and executive, for which reason we believe that this must be primus inter pares. There was a quorum judgment in support by His Lordship Justice Yoni Kolendi.
That's Sam George there, but we're barely 3 months to the expiration of the 8th Parliament, which will also mean an expiration of the bill. What exactly is accounting for the delay in settling this matter? The Judicial Service has an explanation, and member of our Legal Affairs Desk and Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent, Kweku Asante, joins me in studio with more. So, Kweku, let's talk about how the Judicial Service explains why this case has not been decided 2 months after the Supreme Court promises an expedited resolution.
Well, yes, MFA, they offer some explanation. They say that the defendant, the Supreme, as after the time that the Supreme Court went on recess, neither Parliament nor the Attorney General had filed the defense to the plaintiff's action in the form of their statements of case. The three parties can only file the memorandum of issues for the trial when the statements of case are in place. That is the Richard Sky case. The second one having to do with Dr. Manda Odoi. Also, the three parties are to file their memorandum of issues for the trial when the statements of case are in place. From the above, according to the Judicial Service, the parties have not completed the work they are to do before a hearing by the Supreme Court can be conducted.
Thank you very much, Kweku Asante. Now, the National Education Authority says over 18 million Ghanaians have been captured and now have Ghana cards. The authority, whose mandate is to create, maintain, provide, and promote the use of national identity cards in Ghana, aims to get all Ghanaians, as well as Ghanaians living abroad, registered by 2030. Speaking in an interview with Joy News in commemoration of International Identification Day, Corporate Affairs Officer of the NIA, Theodi Adudankwa, said the organization is now moving to register Ghanaians living in the USA and Canada.
Registered more than 18 million Ghanaians. NIA's mandate as an institution is to register Ghanaians living in Ghana and abroad. It is also to register foreign nationals who are resident in the country beyond the period of 90 days. So this is currently ongoing. We have been able to achieve a registration population of over 18 million for the Ghanaians, which is still ongoing as we have even started piloting the registration of Ghanaians living abroad in Canada and currently going on in the U.S. It's an ongoing task.
Will you say the NIA?